recorded to the extent that it's allowed with regard to the confidentiality required by the Local Government Act in certain situations. So a lot of the meeting this evening will need to be considered in confidence, but there'll be certain elements, obviously, that can be related publicly, and those elements will be recorded. So now I'm asking if any of the elected members foreshadow any potential conflict of interest with any item on the agenda. There being none, would somebody like to move the confirmation of the minutes of the General Council meeting held on 22nd October? And you may wish to move on block item 7.1 as well, the confirmation of the minutes of the Review and Selection Committee insofar as they are public. Moved. Councillor Hoffman has a question.
Yes, through the Chair, I'd just like to make an amendment to the minutes. That is 12.6, appointment of Deputy Medj. They've already written...
Sorry, in the General Council meeting report, you mean?
The General Council meeting, we're doing... Yeah,
yes, okay, beg your pardon. Yeah. So let us just deal with 5.1. And let's hear what you would like to amend.
Just as read there, just as written, I should say, I just think that's more of a true reflection of what happened on the evening.
I see. So no reference to the allocation of the position by lot.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, in the end, it was tie.
Yes.
And therefore, according to the rules, there was a draw from a hat as to who was to
Yes. Send. Well, if we could reflect that was the process that happened, I would prefer to have a more accurate reflection of what happened. This one glosses over it, but at least it's more of a true and correct reflection of what happened. So I will take your lead on that.
Well, I am picking up your intent, Councillor Hoffman, which is quite reasonable and fair, and expanding it with one more sentence, which staff have now helped with. So if you can see what's on the board, are you satisfied with that?
The vote was done. Yes, thank you very much.
Would you like to move confirmation of the minutes of that amendment?
Yes, I'd like to move that. Thank you.
If we've had the explanation, is that seconded? That's helpful. Any other comments? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you.
So, Will picked up, Councillor Hoffman. I'm seeking leave of the meeting to... What am I doing? Seeking leave of the meeting to deal with item 7.1 because that has no issue of confidentiality. So if you're happy to deal with that next, would somebody like to move confirmation of the publicly available minutes of the Review and Selection Committee? Councillor Hoffman? I'll just remind Councillor Mates is seconding, just reminding people that there will also be some confidential minutes dealing with other matters, and we'll come to that later in the meeting. So in relation to those publicly available minutes, been moved and seconded, there are no questions. All those in favour, raise your hand. That is carried unanimously. Thank you. With the... exception that I seek leave of the meeting for the confidential review and selection committee minutes item to be dealt with last, because there are some issues that I want to, well, I think we ought to discuss amongst ourselves in relation to that, possibly without staff, depending on what council wants to do. It's therefore convenient probably to change the order to that extent. But otherwise, if you're satisfied that there are reasons to go into confidential discussion in relation to the other items, and you'll see that they either deal with matters that might affect a tender and maybe business affairs of clubs in relation to the tennis club issue. When you look at the Merino Hall financial requirements, there are financial matters that need to be discussed there. In relation to the Finance Risk and Audit Committee report, you're talking about the personal affairs of candidates, and in relation to the Confidential Review and Selection Committee minutes, you're talking about the personal affairs of a person, namely the Chief Executive, not in a bad way, but all I'm doing is just summarising those reasons where there are valid reasons to go into confidence. Having said that, would anyone like to move en bloc that all of those cover reports be moved? That's moved Councillor Telfer, seconded Councillor Pryor. If there are no questions, then I'll put all of those motions to go into confidence together. All those in favour, raise your hands, please. Thank you. That's carried unanimously. And so we'll go through it in that order. And therefore, people who are not concerned with the tennis item may leave the room. In fact, they should. And we can close the door and proceed with turning microphones off.